Hello, my name is Alexander Malyshev, and I am one of the developers of OpenCascade technology. OpenCascade technology, or OCCT, is an open source geometric modeling kernel. It is not an end user application, but it is actively used as a backend in many open source projects like FreeCAD. If you are not familiar with it, you can watch my previous talk at FASDEM, where I gave a general outline of the kernel. This year's talk is devoted to two major topics. The first topic is community feedback. Last year, we received valuable feedback, and we would like to share our actions on that feedback. The second topic is the 7.5 release and what it contains. So, let's start with community feedback. GitHub and downloading. Last year at FASDEM, we received queries about OCCT source code access easing. Earlier, it was necessary to register on our website to download OCCT. This behavior is still present, but there is a good way to get OCCT's source code without registration. An official GitHub contains a mirror of the master branch. There are several ideas behind that decision. First of all, it is public domain. OCCT is available under permissive LGPL license, and it is intuitive to have access to it. No need to register. OCCT releases are marked by tags, so you can download the release of interest without account creation. The repository contains only the master branch, so development branches do not pollute it. As far as I know, there are several hundreds of them, and it makes a difference when you perform git clone. Maintenance simplification. Having direct access to the source code simplifies support of OCCT-related projects. For example, it enables continuous integration or eases package construction for Linux distributions. Contributor license agreement. One headache for our users is the contributor license agreement. In the current approach, you have to download, print and sign a paper document containing contribution terms. After that, it is necessary to scan and put it on a dedicated website or send signed COA via fax. Unfortunately, we cannot get rid of this practice completely, but it is planned to simplify this process. In addition to the old-fashioned COA management style, we are going to introduce a fully digital way of COA signing based on DocuSign. As far as I know, DocuSign is the most popular tool for the electronic signatures in the world. No longer need to deal with paper documents. Testing dataset. This topic is also connected to the contribution process. When an external user develops a patch, they have limited capabilities to test it. OCCT is shipped with a small number of models, and it is possible to launch 30% of tests using this small dataset. Of course, confidential models cannot be shared, but a significant part of shapes can be published, simplifying debugging process. With public shapes, test coverage is around 60%. New website for OpenCascade technology. One more issue is messing between OpenCascade company and OpenCascade technology product, as their names sound similar. Usually, questions about the kernel are asked on the company's website, which is focused on business directions. Here, we want to distinguish the company and the product, and it is typical practice. The main advantage is avoidance of interests clashing. OCCT's website is oriented toward free resources, like forum or documentation, while OpenCascade website focuses on commercial directions and components. Currently, OCCT's website looks outdated, and we are planning to redesign it. The image on the slide presents the new look and feel. By the way, existing user accounts and forums will be merged gracefully, and everything will be available on OCCT's website. In addition to the redesign, there will be new sections added. Projects and products. This section will contain a list of software built on top of OpenCascade technology. We have already contacted KiCad, FreeCAD, GBash developers to put these software products in this new section. Research and science. We will put articles that use OpenCascade technology as a solid groundwork for research. Currently, we have analyzed nearly 1,000 articles and this process hasn't been finished yet. If you have an OCT-backed project, or work on a research, or a scientific article using it, please share with us the results of your work using contact form to be listed in the new OCT website sections. Your help here is really appreciated. These are our plans, but what about the schedule? Yeah, the sooner the better, but there are some technical works behind it, so it's not a good idea to promise a date and break the promise. We are going to release an updated website this year, and it is a formal deadline. Testing dataset and the contributor license agreement will be handled after the website update. High entry threshold. OCT is a huge and complex framework, so the entry threshold is quite high. To ease it, we have reworked our documentation and we have organized it in a more logical manner. We have also updated some samples and have introduced the new ones, Qt-based overview sample and WebGL sample. Qt-based sample demonstrates usage of basic OCT tools via a set of small code snippets. The figures on the slide show documentation structure in old and new states. The current state of documentation follows the well-known involvement circles concept. It means that you won't jump between chapters, or this process is minimized at least. For example, it was possible to jump between user guides and developer guides, since both contained relevant information for a developer. I hope you will find the new structure to be useful. The second big topic for today is the 7.5 release. In general, the 7.5 release brings more than 400 fixes and corrections distributed over the kernel. In this talk, I just briefly describe the most interesting ones, in my humble opinion. So, let's dive into details a bit. General and modeling. Introducing parallel progress indicator. Historically, OCAD kernels are developed for the single-threaded execution, and our kernel is not an exception from this rule. The world moves on, and for us it's the right time to have a parallel progress indicator, enabling parallel workflows. Progress indicator for meshing. Mesher is one of the algorithms in OCT that supports parallel execution, so the presence of parallel progress indicator is a preliminary requirement.